Yanks and Indians at Progressive Field. Perhaps Luis Severino, the best pitcher on the Yankees staff, showing you why here in the second.
Struck him out swinging. That's the fourth strikeout for Severino. Struck him out swinging slider. Oh, he struck out all five of the outs.
And the pitch. That one is drilled deep to right field. Going back, Almonte. Still back on the track. And he will not make the play. It's off the face of the wall. That is going to clear the bases. Ellsbury will go for third with a three-run triple. And the Yankees lead 4-1. Brian Shaw comes in. And he will face Ronald Torres with a runner on third and two outs. Line drive, base hit, left field. Ellsbury scores. It's an RBI single for Torres, and it's 5-1 Yanks. That one is ripped the other way into right center field, and it is gone. A bullet home run just over the wall. A three-run shot for Judge, and the Yankees lead 8-1.
That's more like some of the home runs you hit in the first half of the season.
Yankees win 8-1 your final. They salvage a split in Cleveland. Luis Severino improves to 9-4. Aaron Judge becomes just the second rookie in big league history with at least 35 homers and 75 walks in one season. Here's Yankee skipper Joe Girardi after Sunday's win.
Well, I thought there were some big at-bats in that inning. You know, Girardi leading us off and then Clint and then, you know, the guy's just doing a good job, you know, for Headley to get the first run in when we haven't scored a lot. But I thought the second time through our bats got better, and then the third time through, you know, they really got better. So it was good to see.
Ellsbury mentioned on the field how big that one run from Headley was in that situation. Did you sense in the batter's box that guys were more relaxed after you tied things up?
Well, I thought we were having good at-bats. You know, the first time through, he was pretty dominant. But I thought the at-bats were better the second time through, and I thought, you know, they were really better the third time. So I thought they had a good approach. I thought they were relaxed, and it's a huge hit from Els. I mean, a huge hit. With the way Seve was throwing to give us that three-run lead, that's big.
What's been different about Ellsbury in the batter's box lately?
Well, I think his at-bats have been good. I know he hasn't got a ton of hits, but I think he's hit the ball harder. So he just seems to be swinging the bat well.
The other day, just the guys needing to have better approaches.
I mean, part of it too is, their starting staff is really good. I mean, it's really good, and they're going to get their strikeouts, but just making sure that, you know, we grind out at bats, and, you know, the second time you see a guy, it's better than the first, and the third time, it's better than the second, and I thought that's what we had today.
Joe, how would you describe how Ellsbury has handled everything?
Really well. I think he's prepared every day, whether we start him or whether we've had him come off the bench and he finds a way to get on base and steals a base. I mean, he's done a lot of good things.
Joe, you always say whoever's pitching that day is your ace, but is Severino been at a different level here the second half?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's continued to improve all year long. And it really started the last 2 weeks of spring training. And we saw some improvements. And I'm seeing him doing things now that he didn't do early on. And you know, he continues to get better as well. Just some of the things he does with his pitches and changing speeds.
With Aaron Judge, you've talked a lot about how when he's had success, he's using the middle of the field, hitting the ball to right center. When you see him hit that home run to right center, do you think to yourself, okay, maybe we're getting going here?
You feel like you're getting him back to the right approach, and it's what we need from him. Again, he's a guy that doesn't need to pull the ball to hit home runs. He just needs to stay on the ball and drive it, and if he does it, great things are going to happen.
Where you were after the first two games here in the 90s, how would you describe coming out of here to get a split?
You know, we just split with a really good team, a really, really good team. And, you know, I think that's, you go 2-2 against Cleveland, who I think had won before they got home, like 9 in a row at home. It's a pretty good series.
Are you looking at the scoreboard yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it again. It's impossible not to look at it.
But, I mean, are you kind of...
I mean, you're going to look. I mean, it's impossible not to. I haven't seen a ballpark where they put it behind you.
So I guess... the
yeah. I mean, you pay attention, of course.
Severino matched their guys all weekend.
Yeah. You know, Corey Kluber was as special as it, as it gets. But, you know, I look at Seve, he gave up two hits and 6 2/3 innings. I mean, he pitched really, really well.
Joe, you added some frontline starting pitching at the deadline. I mean, do you put Severino right there with those guys?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Seve's really good. And continue, you know, for him is to take steps forward. And I've said all along, Seve's stuff doesn't fall off. You know, as he gets late in the game, it does not fall off.
Joe, when you looked at how Romine did today, you know, at the plate, it's obvious that, you know, he went over four, three strikeouts. But behind the plate, what did you see from him today in terms of his performance?
He did a good job handling Severino. But, you know, I think, you know, Sanchez has done a really good job with Severino, too. You know, if you look at the comparison, it's, you know, it's somewhat close. But I thought he did a good job and understood what Seve wants to do. And Seve really has an idea what he wants to do, too.
Aaron Judge slugged his 35th homer of the year, a three-run laser shot to put the Bombers in front 8-1. Here's Judge after the game.
You know, that's been my approach all year. You know, kind of use a big part of the field, and, you know, I was able to get a pitch. I could drive out to right field today.
Did you feel like you've gotten away from that a little bit? Is it something that you kind of refound?
Yeah, you know, I've just been getting off my approach the last couple of weeks, you know, worrying about certain things that, you know, the previous pitch or what he's going to try to do to me, instead of sticking to my strength and just sticking with my approach.
Can you describe the past couple of weeks? Because I know you maybe haven't had the success you would have liked to have had coming off the All-Star break.
To describe it, it's baseball. That's what happens. You have 2 weeks where you're good, 2 weeks where, and you flat out stink. You know, it's just part of it, and you got to accept it and learn from it, and, you know, try to find the thing, the missing link, and, you know, move on and just do whatever you can to help the team.
Up next, the Yankees take on the Blue Jays in Toronto on Tuesday.